Today on Real Life Radio.
The more you wait and listen, the less mistakes you'll make in life. Amen. You want to have a good life? Stop making mistakes. How do I do that? Listen to God. How do I do that? Read the Word. Amen. How do I do that? Soak in it. Just get in it. Just get in it.
Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called The Holy Spirit in the Life of the Believer, Part 1, continues now with his series called The Why Series. Every believer's story begins with the work of the Holy Spirit bringing miraculous new birth. We've been given a new life and a new identity through the power of the Holy Spirit. Our misunderstanding of the Holy Spirit, however, is something we need to carefully avoid. The Holy Spirit's work is vital not only to how we live out our faith, but shows us the character and likeness of God's nature. This is why we study what the Scriptures say about who the Holy Spirit is and how He works in our lives. So today on this part of the message, Pastor Jack answers questions from the congregation. Answers about the Holy Spirit that will help us lead a good life, regardless of our circumstance or how we feel. And now in his message called The Holy Spirit in the Life of the Believer, Part 1, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
When the gospel's preached and the Holy Spirit's moving, you want to know if you're going to a church where the Holy Spirit's moving, there's going to be all kinds of stuff going on, but the key thing will be conviction. It's going to be the Holy Spirit that's going to tell you inside your head, be nicer to your wife, will you? It's the Holy Spirit that's going to say, you know what? It's not good for you to do drugs. You're killing yourself. He doesn't punch you in the face. You could be sleeping with Bubbles tonight. He's not going to beat you up. He's going to tell you, you shouldn't be sleeping with Bubbles. It's going to kill you. But if you dig your heels in and you resist him, the Bible tells us in the book of Revelation, in the end, people will be so hardened that it says that they're going to shake their fist and curse God while all these miracles are going on earth. What? He loves you. He knows exactly how your life is supposed to go, how it's supposed to be. Let's finish this section and then we'll have some Q&A, okay? So start thinking of your question now so we don't miss anything. So he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness. The Holy Spirit's the one that says that's right and that's wrong. Everybody knows it. Listen, friends, listen. Oh, pastor, pray for my teenager. Pray for my 23-year-old daughter. Pray for my 25-year-old son. They know the gospel, but they've gone astray. And they're nope, I got it. We'll pray. Just know this. The Holy Spirit, their life's miserable. Well, no, they're doing fine. No, they're not.
No.
But they're making so much money and they're doing it. It's okay. It's okay. If they're Christians, they're miserable. If they're really putting it on, the more they put it on, I'm doing great. Awesome. It's so great. Oh, man, I'm doing great. Have you ever seen people do that to you? So I haven't seen you in a while. I'm just kind of, you know, taking a break from God. It's awesome. Just doing great. I'm doing great. They oversell it. Okay? And it's not so great. The world, it's not so great. If you're not a Christian tonight, and you're doing your stuff, whatever that is. Let's be honest. It's not so great. You talk it up. That's why you always talk it up. On Monday at work. Remember when you were not a Christian, you'd lie your face off on Monday. Hey, how was your weekend? Awesome. What'd you guys do? Oh my goodness, you won't believe it. We did this and this and this and this, and then we went and did that. And oh man, it wasn't that great. You know it. That's why you got to talk it up. It wasn't so good. He convicts us of sin, and he also tells us what's the right way to go. Listen, you're a wayward kid. I told the lady on Sunday, she wanted me to call her son. I go, wait, did you tell him that he shouldn't be doing this? Yes. Does he know the gospel? Yes. I said, how many times have you told him he shouldn't be doing this? Thousands. And I said, never tell him again. Stop it. And just pray him right in to the hands of God. So I don't know how to do that. And I told her, I said, you need to go like this. Dear Lord, the next time he goes to that place, this is how you're going to pray, ma'am. Lord, the next time he goes to that place and puts his last stolen dollar into that slot machine and pulls it, may he vomit all over the place. May he get sick. The next time he hears a casino, that he would just be repulsed and become sick. She, can you pray like that? That's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. David said, Lord, my enemies, you know who they are. Break their teeth off in their mouth. Did you know David did that? It's called imprecatory prayer. It's called imprecatory prayer. I kid you not. You can pray, Lord. Hey, we pray like that. There's people that don't like us. It's hard to believe. But there's people that don't like us. And so we're going to come by and we're going to, Lord, just stop them before they get here. What does that mean? Don't know, don't care. God, just stop them before they get here. And so because I go to my Father and you see me no more, and of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. That's a reference to Satan. So that was, I'm halfway through page 2 of the notes. We'll stop here because the rest would just do damage if we tried to hurry through this. And if you have a question tonight, guys, how are we gonna do this? We can do it any way we want. Wow. And that's good because Wednesday nighters know we do Q&A sometimes. I see some non-Christians that seem to act more like some Christians than some Christians. Boy, I know that person. I know who you're talking about. How can that be if the Holy Spirit is truly working in the Christian but not in the unbeliever? You're very generous with your assessment. You're assuming your Christian friend's a Christian. But let's be nice. At face value, let's take that question on. Let's say the guy is a Christian and he doesn't live as decent as the non-Christian. Which one's the Christian? This is a great, great question. First of all, Paul writes in the book of Romans, is it not that God has written his law upon their hearts, the Gentiles, so that without the law, they do the law? That's interesting. That means God's working in that non-believer's life. You don't know what's going on in that non-believer's life. Yeah, but what about the Christian that's a goofball? He's the one that's he's the worse witness than the non-believer. So let's assume he's a Christian and he's a work in progress. Pray for him. And by all means, and this is where we fail, shame on us. If we really loved one another, we would tell one another stuff. You know what? Come on, let's be honest about this. And by the way, I've been here for a while. I don't care how big this church is or how it ever gets or how many services we have. The size of this church is irrelevant regarding its capacity to love. In other words, let me put it this way. You can be in a church of 10 people and it can be the most unloving, gossip-ridden, nut job church. So size does not matter. It's the love. Okay, so having said that, If you know this person, I hope you speak to them and you say to them, hey, were you there Wednesday night? Because I text a question about you. And here's the thing. I was thinking about you when I text that question. And you need to really, I'm coming to you in love and you need to really straighten that up. I love you. Let's straighten it up. Let's read a book together on this. Let's do this together. Listen, do you have to know someone? If you are in, Guys, I'm just talking to the guys right now. Isn't it universal, guys, in the universe? You don't have to speak Russian if you're in Moscow to tell the guy in the elevator, your zipper's down. You know, it's a universal thing in the world. You don't let the guy get out of the, you don't let him get out. All men protect other men when it's like, it's just universal. And yet you and I meet people walking around town or whatever, and they have like food on their face or a booger like right there, and you're like, And here's the thing that blows my mind. I will tell people, I will flat out say, look, I'm sorry, but you've got a booger on your upper lip. Why are you laughing? Listen, if you see that, and you go, oh man, what, that is a bummer for that guy. Shame on you. If you love them, tell them. If this guy's a goofball and he's not doing the name of Jesus right, tell him. Okay? You got to tell him. Next question. How can we be clear and discerning when it's the Holy Spirit speaking in our minds versus our own thoughts? Fantastic. Oh, man. Next time together, we're going to answer that. Jesus says the Holy Spirit is only going to speak to you what I have spoken. He's only going to speak the word to you. How do you know? Great question. How do you know when the Holy Spirit's speaking? He's going to speak the word. Listen. See, yeah, but didn't Satan use the Bible against Jesus? Mm-hmm. And he uses it against you. This is how Satan attacks Christians. He uses the Bible. And he'll give you a half a verse, or he'll mix verses up. So how do you know? The Holy Spirit will speak the word, not a funny goofball version of it. Okay? So know the word and you'll hear. You know the word more and you'll hear him speak more. I'm convinced God is constantly talking. Amen. I'm rarely listening. I'm reading a book right now. It's a secular book, but it's all about listening. And what's the name of the book? I don't know, but I'm reading it. I was reading it today, and it's, I don't know. It was saying something about listening. No, but it's good. We need to work on listening. We don't listen anymore. You know what? I can't hear God. I can't hear God. I'd love to have God talk to me. I don't hear God's voice. Put this down. Turn off the TV. Pull the earbuds out. Have you ever had the Holy Spirit tell you while you're driving or whatever? Turn off the radio. And then you say, well, God, I'm listening to Christian music. Like he cares. Oh, I'm sorry. I have many times. It's very important. We need to train ourselves to listen, and we don't do it enough. We need to do that. We'd have a lot less drama in our lives if we listened to God. By the way, I'm a big fan of what I'm about to say. Big fan. The more you wait and listen, the less mistakes you'll make in life. Amen. You want to have a good life? Stop making mistakes. How do I do that? Listen to God. How do I do that? Read the word. How do I do that? Soak in it. Just get in it. Just get in it. And listen, you will live your life. And you'll look, I'm an old guy now. It's pretty awesome. I've been a Christian almost 44 years now. It's amazing. Because now I look back and it's like, God, today, I'll tell you, don't tell anybody. Today, truly, I was all by myself. I was driving and I saw something that I drove through an area where I used to go as a kid. You ever done that? And I drove through and I looked at something and I remembered, oh my goodness, Lord, you knew me when I didn't know you. I was 12 years old, riding my bike, going right past this spot. And here I am now today. And you brought me through all these storms and all of these things of life and all of the drama and all of the ups and downs and all of the pain and all of the joys and all of the stuff. And Lord, and I just went, because I was by myself, I just went, you're awesome! And it felt good. It felt really good. Next question. Do you expect to see a physical being representing the Holy Spirit once we get to heaven, or will the Holy Spirit just be God's Spirit with us? Listen to this. Great question. The answer is yes. Listen. Jesus said, blessed, in the Beatitudes, Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God is Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Now, don't ask me to explain what I just said. That's going to be part of heaven's excitement. How are we going to see God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit? I don't know. But Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. This is God in totality in heaven. You'll see him. How's that going to be? Wow. I'm impressed by your question. Next question. Do we have a question? We have one more. If the Holy Spirit is with us or in us all of the time, why do we sometimes feel separated from God? Because that's emotion. Notice the word feel. Circle the word feel. Feel. Put it in red and jack up the font 50 times. Feel. Honestly, let's be honest. And people ask me, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I'm saved or not. Well, have you given your life to Christ?
Yeah.
Do you believe he died on the cross for your sins and rose again from the dead? Yep. You do know you're a sinner, right? Oh, yeah. Do you believe that he's God incarnate? Yeah. Well, read John 3:16. I believe that. Throw your Bible away. I can't do that. Okay, that's why I said throw your Bible away. I knew you can't do that. So tell me, how does it feel? I don't feel saved. Well, how does feeling saved feel? What does it feel like? Do you feel it? Because, you know, this is a good place to end. Because we live in a really weird Christian age. What do you feel? Well, what I feel is my truth. What are you feeling? I'm feeling a totally different truth. You're both crazy and need to read the Bible. It's true, because how do you feel about that? Think about it. How do I feel? It's not the feeling. It's what you know. So he's always with you because he said, I will never leave you or forsake you. When you feel, and I'm going to be brutally honest, when you feel like he's not with you, it's just your feelings. That's all it is. Okay? They're really no big deal. They'll fool you every time. He said it. He cannot lie. I believe him. So that goes against everything I feel in the negative. And there are those moments in worship. You can come on out because we're late. I'm late. We're all late. But, you know, listen, let's all stand if you would. Let's remember this, that if our theology is emotionally based, if we have an emotionally based theology, then you're going to be shipwrecked in the near future in your faith. Don't have your relationship with God based upon how you feel, because when you feel a certain way, you'll be led astray. Your feelings need to be governed with what you know. Feelings are great when it's like a horse. Horses are great when they're under control. okay? When they're not under control, they can really mess things up. But when a horse has a bridle and a bit, and the horse is under control, then there's a lot of good. And your emotions are like that. And the Holy Spirit, as you'll learn in the next many weeks as we cover this topic of who he is, he's the one who will give you the strength to govern your impulses and your drives, because we all have them, and they could all destroy us in an instant, but for the grace of God. As we end in this song, I want you to remember that it's Jesus who died on the cross for your sins. No church, no pope, no evangelist, no pastor, no priest. It's Jesus who died on the cross for you. He rose again from the dead, the Bible says, because sin couldn't hold him down. I mean, the grave couldn't hold him down because he had no sin. Isn't that awesome? Jesus laid in that tomb, and death walked around him. Think about it. Death tried to hold him down, and it couldn't. It couldn't find a handle anywhere. Couldn't find anything to hang on to because he had no sin. Jesus. And the Bible says on the third day, because he was God incarnate, he rose again from the flesh. Jesus Christ is the prophesied Son of God. That's what the Old Testament is all about, is who he is. He died on the cross for your sins. If you're here tonight, or you're watching and you're a murderer, God can forgive you of your murdering. If you are a top-notch, super citizen, excellent moral person, and you don't know God, you're just as lost as the murderer. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We're all in this together, but we don't get all out together unless you go to him. So may the Holy Spirit lead you even now in the decision for you to say, Jesus Christ, I'm inviting you into my life to be my Lord and Savior tonight. I'm asking you right now, Lord, to take control of my life and make me brand new. I'm asking you to transform me by your power. I surrender to you fully. And I'm asking you, God, to conquer my will. I don't want to be in charge anymore. I quit. And I want you to just cause me to live the life that you intended for me to live before I was ever born. I'm yours, Jesus. And from this moment on, friend, if you've prayed that prayer, go forward. Don't look back. Don't turn around, because your life is just beginning today.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio, in his message called The Holy Spirit in the Life of the Believer, Part 1. So glad you joined us today. You know, The Holy Spirit in the Life of the Believer, Part 1, is part of Pastor Jack's series called The Why Series. It's a series that brings to light the difficult questions of life and allows us to logically reason together while looking to God for the answers. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio. You know, as a follower of Christ, we're encouraged to live every moment in God's presence and to set aside a quiet time to pray, to read from the Bible, and to reflect on our relationship with the Lord. But if you don't have a devotional time set aside, don't get discouraged, because it's never too late to start. Simply go to our website, that's at jackhibbs.com, click on that Devotions tab. Now, once you're there, we're sure you'll see how spending time with the Lord will be the best part of your life. There are new devotions every week, along with previous ones for daily devotion. We'd also like to encourage you to download Pastor Jack's Real Life mobile app for on-the-go strength and encouragement. You can access the Real Life mobile app through the App Store or from our website, jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in his Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.